Number 2306, through lots.
So just real quick on this one, before we make a motion, it's all right to make a motion on this one. So there was, if you'll recall, there was an ordinance that was originally introduced about through lots. And then staff and council for the Board of Adjustment looked at that, and there was a revision to that ordinance. And I think there were some good revisions, because we addressed through lots in the definitions, but not later on in the zoning code where it talks about side and rear yard. So it made sense to reference through lots also in that part of the code. But then staff subsequently met and sort of streamlined what was introduced, you know, the second time. And I think that's what we've talked about, and that's what, you know, the motion you have before you is. I don't know, Mr. Whitehouse, if there's anything you need to add to that.
It's, I think part of the problem in how we drafted the ordinance was the various structures like decks that can go into a yard setback. As long as it's open to the sky, you can go into a yard setback. So we discussed a simpler approach by just stating what can be where relative to the street line. So it's far more simple.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of ordinance number 23-06 regarding through lots for the following reasons and with the following recommendation. Number one, this ordinance will update the zoning code to reduce the need for variances where a lot has a primary frontage on one street but is also adjacent to a street or road along its rear boundary. The way the code is currently written, even though it can be clear how a lot is oriented and what are considered its front and rear, the fact that it actually has frontage on two streets technically means that it must have two front yards and therefore two front yard setback calculations. This adversely impacts many lots, making it difficult to construct improvements upon them without a variance from the Board of Adjustment. Historically, these variances are routinely granted by the Board of Adjustment. For this reason, this code update is appropriate to eliminate unnecessary variances. Number two, when originally introduced, the ordinance stated that the commonly accepted rear yard of a through lot was treated as a rear yard for setback purposes under the zoning code. A revised ordinance was subsequently introduced to limit the application of the rear yard treatment for certain types of structures and in quote "small lot situations" governed by section 115-115-183D. Upon further review, those situations are very limited throughout the county and undermine the overall applicability and usefulness of the ordinance as originally introduced. For that reason, it is recommended that section 2 lines 49-61 be deleted so that section 115-183E side and rear yards now states as follows, quote, "E, on all through lots, the yard opposite from the street serving as the street address of the lot shall function as the rear yard. Except for fences, walls, or other similar means of enclosure, not more than 7 feet in height, no buildings or structures shall be located within a distance of 15 feet from the street line of the rear yard of a through lot."
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of ordinance 23-06, through lots, with the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Mr. Collins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0.